I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are always so happy when we have on the phone with us Chaplain Gordon Gathright. Gordon is the chaplain at Cassia's Augustana campus in Hastings, and my understanding is that you are going through a little branding process right now, so I'm anxious to hear about that. But first of all, Gordon, how have you been doing? I know things are always busy, and during this COVID time, even busier.
Oh, it definitely is a challenge. Some days are easier than others. I think that goes for everybody. I don't think it's just us. It's I think everybody is kind of in that place. The saying says that sometimes these are the times that try our souls.
Yes. Well, I'm sure your soul has been being tried since before March, even. Tell us a little bit about what it looks like now we're able to actually have visits. Is that correct or no?
Yes, no. We started doing patio visits where our resident can come out on the patios, both upstairs and downstairs, and visit with family. They all have to be masked. So that there's no problems with that, according to the health department and the CDC. And so they're 6 feet apart, but people are really enjoying the outdoors. They're enjoying being able to be closer to each other. And so that's a pretty popular visit right now. And so we do that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And part of the Department of Health regulations and rules and all of that stuff require that one of our staff members has to be able to see what's going on, so that, you know, masks stay up and nobody's, it's just really a lot of stuff to keep track of. But our activities team have done a great job. Both Jenna and Janet have organized the visits and make sure that, you know, things are sanitized after each visit, things that make sure that residents get to and from their rooms to the patio. And so it's really, really kind of a fun time with families and their visits. So lots of residents seeing grandkids that they haven't seen in months. And so that's really been helpful.
Gordon, how long were you on lockdown?
Too long. I don't even remember anymore. It's too hard to keep track of. So we're gradually able to open up. And the only thing that would cause that to shut down is if COVID comes back in the building. So we've been COVID free, I believe, almost 5 weeks now. So that's really an amazing gift and blessing for us. So there's no COVID in the building, and no COVID amongst our residents or our staff. So that is really an amazingly wonderful gift.
How often are you doing COVID testing?
We it's probably a month ago now. So we had to have 2 weeks of negatives, negative results before we could go to. Every other week, testing 30% of our residents and staff in both buildings. And so we just finished that testing, the second testing of that today. And so that's how this is working in this season right now.
But I bet it's so nice for the residents to be able to have family close by. You know, your visits where it was behind glass, like window visits or whatever, I know those are very, very popular with people, but the patio stuff must be extra special. And for you to watch, I'm sure it must be so heartwarming.
Well, it is. And the other part that's really good, Bo, is the, especially when the grandkids and great-grandkids come, I mean, it just ramps up the, I think, the emotional good stuff when the grandkids and the great-grandkids come. It's always fun.
Gordon, do they have to make a reservation for your patio?
We ask everyone to schedule the patio visit. And so that's done by calling Augustana, and then at the nurse's station they have a clipboard with the available times that people can come, and then our staff will get people to the patio visits. They can still do the window visits any time, but the patio visits are a little more limited just because of the lack of people to get people back and forth.
So as far as the whole Augustana, the new branding, where do you stand with that?
Well, we're gradually moving towards that just because it's taken a lot longer to get the branding. So they checked with each campus to see what name that they would like to choose. And so many campuses have changed that name. They're just for the sake of making it a wholesale change. So in Hastings, we're going to be known as Hastings Senior Health and Living when the official is out there. And so it'll be called Hastings Senior Health and Living, and then the byline is we'll say a ministry of Cassia. And so some the community that they are in, like Apple Valley, is called Apple Valley Village. Moose Lake is called Moose Lake Village. And so it's each different site is has maintained what they want for their identity to move forward. It's rolled out somewhat right now, but I think the official, I'm not really sure when the official is going to come with that, but I think it'll be sooner rather than later.
I love it. I know also recently you started essential caregivers, an opportunity for them to actually come into your facility. Can you explain that, please?
Yes. So last Monday was our first official essential caregiver visits, and what we've done is that we've asked each resident if there's a member of their family that they would consider the person that is an essential caregiver. And so by essential caregiver, they're responsible for various areas of the resident's life, and so it can fall on a whole bunch of different pieces for family members as well. The one piece that's been not really good is residents are really grateful for the opportunity to actually have them in their room for this visit, or if they're in a room with another person, then we have another room called the Heritage Room that they can meet. And they're supposed to be masked and wear a face shield as well, and then maintain the 6 feet distance during the visit. And so those are arranged as well by with our nurse, our second floor nurse manager, Rhiannon, and is in charge of setting up those visits and making sure those visits are going well.
And is every resident given one essential caregiver?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that every resident can choose one person that they would like for their essential caregiver.
And can that person visit more than once a day?
Right now, we're just getting started to allow people an hour a day till we get this going a little better and see how things are working. with it. The concern again is the possibilities of people bringing COVID into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're taking all the precautions for that. And so it's in a trial mode right now. And as we get more comfortable with that, you know, things may change a little bit. And again, I don't know how those will change, but it'll be a while before we expand it.
Gordon, how has your job changed during this COVID time period?
I don't know that it's changed a whole big bunch, other than the fact that we're not doing group worship experiences throughout the week. The one thing that I'm trying to do each week is to see every resident. Some weeks are easier to do that than others, but that's my goal, is to see every resident at least once during the week for 15 to 20 minute visit, longer if it's needed. And so that's really been good. And so I, share scripture with them. I spend time with them, singing behind the mask. Everybody seems to like it when I stop and sing.
This is true.
So that's a lot of fun. We found that we could purchase individual communion packets from Amazon.
Come on.
And the bread and I have found nothing that has wine, and we don't use wine here anyway. So the grape juice and the bread are packaged in a cup, and so the bread separate from the cup. And so for the most part, wearing gloves, I peeled the top off so that they can get the bread, and then they can hold the juice and share communion with people as often as they would like it. So there's a lot of great things that come as a result of being able to do communion that way, and it's pretty safe and sanitized. I mean, it's not a major concern right now.
It really must be tough, though, for a lot of the residents that haven't had the opportunity to see family, and it certainly puts a burden on you as staff to kind of step up and make up for family.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why the patio visits have been so wonderful. The window visits still continue. Those are good. And now the essential caregivers. So there's a variety of ways that people can connect with families. And I think as all of these things go along, we're hoping and praying that we'll be able to enjoy more of those kinds of visits in different ways as we go forward.
I know also you wanted to chat about something that the community can help you with, and that is pen pals. Tell us about that, please.
One of the things that I think would really be fun, especially with grade school kids and teens, is to begin a pen pal program. We have many residents who would who would welcome that and would be able to respond in kind with a card or with a letter. And I just think that it would be, right now it would really be helpful. We, at the beginning of the pandemic, we received a lot of, different things from kids. And it's been a while since that's happened. And so, our residents really, really are appreciative of those kinds of things. We received some cards about probably 5 weeks ago now, or longer than that. Time flies. We received some really cute cards that a neighborhood got together and put together for our residents, and really made a lot of fun for people. And so those are the kinds of things. It doesn't have to be long or extensive. We just are excited about maybe pairing up some children with our residents to see how that how that might work. And so I'm working on that thing. Put that all together and see how all that will work out as we move forward.
And Gordon, if we know of somebody that might be interested in taking part, should they reach out to you, or what would you like to do, please?
No, that'd be perfect. They could reach out to me. My direct number, 651 480-590-5925. So I think it'd be a great experience for kids and for our residents as well.
You know, pen pals are something that kind of have gone by the wayside, but boy, I remember pen pals from my youth, and it just was such a special excitement to actually get a real note or card in the mail. And I think even now, especially, you know, everything is so electronic, it would be really nice to have some real tangent letters and cards. And I love this idea. I think it's really, really sweet. I hope people take advantage of it. So all in all, things are going okay?
We're hanging in there. You know, everybody, especially with the days as hot and as humid as they've been, things can be a little crazy sometimes, inside and out. But for the most part, you know, we're hanging in there. We're holding on.
Gordon, do you have vacancies at your facility?
We do. We have room both in our transitional care and our long-term care for new residents and for people who are coming out of the hospital. So that's really a good really a good thing. So we have openings available for that.
And that's something that the transitional care, like you said, is that's on a separate floor, and they'll work right on all sorts of therapies. So it's kind of nice. You don't have to, you know, if you're at home, you don't have to pick up and go someplace else for therapy. Make it really, really nice. How long do the transitional folks usually stay?
It varies depending on the kind of needs that they have. It can be as short as a week to 10 days to several months, depending on how long it takes people to get back, back going again. So it's very dependent on the type of care that they need at the time that they're here.
I love it. Gordon, thank you for all you do. Chaplain Gordon Gathright, he is at the soon-to-be officially named Hastings Senior Health and Living, which is a ministry of Cassia, and it is the Augustana campus in Hastings. And if you can help with that community pen pal initiative, please give him a call at 651-480-5925. Gordon, thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hang in there. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I see the stars. I